Peace, 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 everybody. This is Mama Serene Blue 7. I felt the need to record. It is now January 11, 2022. Yesterday was Monday. I definitely had some interesting conversations, and you know, it's to me in my mind, right? It's always like I go through a lot of things, or I experience a lot of things, and it always feels like it's normal to me until I say it out loud to someone else. And once I get to listen to them word it, the words that they use to describe what I have told them. And in those conversations today, look at me, I'm getting straight to the point. The moon is in Taurus. And in the midst of all those conversations, and I was reading up on about 111 and what does it mean, and you know, just how that's in reference to numerology. And like when my mind starts connecting dots, it's like I done connected, like, you know, not to exaggerate, but I could break it down astrologically, but either way it go, like my mind, it when I start connecting dots, it just go. And but anyways, in the midst of these conversations that we was having, it led for the person to say out loud, tell me that, you know, I was a very mature woman because I had such a open heart, such a big heart, all because I had finally met recently I had finally met my ex newborn son. And I say it like that because it's like, I, you know, if 111 is what it, you know, everything in numerology, what that number means. But in the way that I'm referencing it too, is like release. So that's why I feel the need to record it, because when this person said it to me, when she said to me, like, you are such a mature, bold woman, that like, when you met your ex-husband, when you met your ex-husband's newborn son, you were happy. and you were very mature and you were still very nurturing to this child, even after everything you and this person has been through. Because divorce is like death. I always knew from the time that I got married that this wasn't going to last. Like, looking back now, I totally agreed to be a beard in a lot of ways, in a lot of unconscious ways, in a lot of subconscious, like, it was like, I'm looking back now, and it's like, I've just been watching the way I was moving so robotic, and I was thinking that it was so normal in a situation like that, in an environment like that. And, but it really, like, I heard this person say it to me, and it was like, I paused. But it's like, it's done popping back up in my head. And like I said, I was reading about 111. And that this was a sign of release. And the significance of my ex-husband having a son was because this was by someone who he was cheating on me with while me and the girls, and him included, but then notice just how I'm separating it. I said me and the girls while we were in the homeless shelter. Because when we were going through the back and forth homelessness, he would leave us there. A lot of the times, like, that's the reason why I say me and my girls were homeless. Because it was like, he was still gone. But, of course, I didn't find this information out until we were going through the divorce process. You know what I mean? Like, I knew we was going through the divorce and I was pregnant. And let me backtrack. It was like I knew the divorce for me was already in my head. Like, when I say, like, I spiritually meditated on that divorce, like, when they say that, like, women really sit back and plot, I really considered every option to make that work. And once I realized it was never going to change or work, I had to try to exercise everything and every plan and every option. Like, if I could not see the light at the end of the tunnel during that phase, like, ain't no way I was gonna take a risk. But, like I said, it didn't really click for me until I heard it earlier, and it's like I didn't realize how much I've healed until I heard the person say it. you know? Like, you know how they say we use dark humor to get through moments and stuff and all of that? But when you can get to a point where you ain't even got to use, like, dark humor, it's just your heart. You're just doing things from your heart. You're just responding from the heart. That's like how you know you're healing. And even though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found that out during the divorce. Like, it can go deep. But just know, like, it's like every time. This is like, it's just reconfirmation, like how I knew it was best for me to separate from that type of situation. Because it's like, you know, my ex, the girl's father, he's already been in a relationship with this younger female. I was gonna say woman, but I happen to know her a little bit more personally, and I'm not gonna say she's not a woman. She's got a lot of growing to do. She, you know, she's younger. Much younger than I, and don't get it twisted. I brags about my 33, okay? I'm not one of the women that's like, oh, you know, I'm never gonna tell my age. Oh, boo-boo, you gonna know my age. I need you to know. I want you to know. I'm proud of that. So, either way it goes, she's a much younger woman. And I don't even, it's like, even though me and his girlfriend, you know, this is also now a mother of his son as well. So it's like she is extended family to a certain extent. Like, you know what I mean? That is my daughter's brother. So when I finally recently meet this child, this boy, in all honesty, I was so happy to see this boy because I knew this was something I was never going to be able to give him. I knew that as a man, this was something that he desired. You know, in order for me to feel like this now, and be this calm about it, That's some healing. That's some growth. And in order for you to feel that for somebody else, you got to really want that and desire that for yourself. But you know, the other side of me was like, "Whoo, child." He did definitely, you know, because it was when I got pregnant with the twins, as much as I had already talked about divorce, everyone, and it was to a certain degree, the people that was in my circle, everyone was saying they just knew deep down, like, I made up this story, you know what I'm saying, about the twins. biological father. And I was just using that as a cover up. And my ex-husband is really the person who is the father of my twins. I was just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, why would I make up this wild ass story? And then it was like when my twins were born and everyone saw them, they were like, oh, you was being for real about what you said. Hell, why would... Dog, like, can't y'all tell by me telling y'all that I'm in shock that the shit happened? But it was, you know, the other side of me was just like, whew. Whew. Like, you know, like, whew. That's what you look like in a boy form? Oh, not like, mm-mm. I was like, you gave that, you put that girl through the ringer. That's what I told him. We, you know, I was like, parent to parent, you really stressed that girl the fuck out. That baby looks grown. Looks grown. All that baby needs, like, for real, all that baby need is a credit score. That baby was born with a credit score, and all it needs is some glasses. Come on. And see, this is why sometimes I don't be recording on video. Because if the little ones wake up, I can still keep recording because she's going to go right back to sleep. So, I guess, you know, that's also my cue to kind of wrap this up, but just, I'm just so thankful in this moment that, you know, even when they first told me, you know, because they've, as a couple, they've been around my son, they've been in my house, you know. But I knew with this being her first child, it was gonna do something to her. Amongst the other conversations that we have had, I don't know though if I want to discuss that on video, and even though I feel like I should, just because these types of scenarios from these perspectives, being in these type of relationships, I don't think we hear from the women that are in these type of relationship endings, blended families. I really don't, because there's this perception of that, like, we just dumb, or we was a hoe, or you know what I mean? Like, we was easy. And it's like, to me, it's like y'all see women like Sierra or Cardi and all of a sudden, because they in multiple baby mama gang or they have multiple baby daddy gang, like, it's, since when, because somebody got multiple baby daddies, does it make them a hoe? And furthermore, having more kids don't mean whatever. It ain't as tight. It's if anything, it's more tighter because she done had more kids. But, you know, it really just all depends on the man if he can open her up. But if he can't open her up, then it's... But either way, that's here nor there. I had to remember who I got in the room with me. But just, you know, I'm just like, that's, I have no time to, I'm just happy, you know? Like, when I see babies, I get happy. Like, my kids make me really happy. A lot of people don't understand, like, how I carry that load. But that's for a whole nother video clip or whatever. But like I was saying, see, that's Gemini. But like I was saying, to wrap this up, I got, like, podcasts or video ideas that I'm going to either post on my Instagram page and break it down into parts. And for those who are listening, it's like, I feel like people, like, there's so many layers to me. And it's not like I'm doing this for validation. I just feel like I have a whole bunch of stories to tell. And this whole, like, how I've really been dealing with this blended family and going through a divorce and then going through a divorce and no, having my twins and then going or finalizing the divorce after my twins were born. Whew. And then after the divorce is finalized, finding out that my ex-husband, you know, was starting his own family with the person that what I told you early on. It's been a wild journey. But the point I'm trying to get of it at is the relationship between me and her and how it's been like looking at my younger self. Because there's that much of an age gap between us. So I really want to discuss it because I feel like some of us come from blended families and stuff. And it's like, or we grew up in it. So it's like, we didn't understand like why our mothers or our fathers was, you know what I mean? If Papa was a Rolling Stone, if Mama was a HOE, you know. But it's like now that we're adults and I'm spiritually inclined, it's like it's all full circle. And even though, you know what I mean, like I'm not connected with my blood family as much as I used to for my own good, for my own betterment, if that's a word. It's the healing. You know, that whole, like, Tupac, like, I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do you think, boy? Dun, 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 dun. I might be off beat. But you get what I'm saying. Let me go. Thank y'all for listening. I'm going to go ahead and post this where I need to post this. And, yeah. Until next time, this is Mama Serene Blue, signing out. Peace.